known as Tommy Parkey. In 2011, big man Tommy Parkey would create YouTube Troll Police, or UTTP. In the beginning, it wasn't so bad. It genuinely was just harmless fun. Until 2015, when it changed hands. You see, Tommy Parkey had gotten himself 10 months in prison for attacking his brother in his flat apartment. So naturally, someone took over. His name was Steven Larson. This is when attacks on fandoms started. The group would go through many leadership changes. I'm going to skip all that. This is Joshua Penna. Now he is important because he runs the faction this video focuses on. Joshua Penna turned away a ton of his newer followers, founding his own faction made up almost exclusively of pre-2020 UTTP users, appointing Uber Slappy as a co-leader of sorts, which attempted to emulate pre-2020 UTTP. Uber Slappy was later well known for trolling several FPE fans on YouTube, mocking them and spamming replies on Glitch Productions' community posts. UTTP has shown a common dislike for Glitch Productions, targeting them in what they call Operation Dronefall, targeting both the fandom and official Wykus for TADC, the Amazing Digital Circus. UTTP appeared to have limited vocabulary and choose, to use a disgusting word that I have censored out of, common decency. Now, the moderators were quite quick to fix this, although a page on Tommy Parkinson remained until being blanked by yours truly. The UTTP have a bunch OF targets, including a person named Chibi Reviews, and hashtags that apparently have trolls. They went on to raid three people I know, Gokato, Ponder Sprocket, and Leo Convoy. I have no idea what any desk has to do with this. UTTP would continue to target Leo Convoy, but they wouldn't be alone. This is the Purple Sacramentan. This good-for-nothing college dropout is how the UTTP hit my sights. Let me tell you a story, courtesy of Kiwi Farms, where most of my info on this scum is from. The name Alex here is referring to one of Purple's old friends, Alex Hagendorp, an exposed PDF with a fetish so extreme I can't bring myself to think about it, let alone type it. However, the connection isn't surprising. Alex would join Kiwi Farms and would repeatedly claim a bunch of weird stuff for clout, I guess, so he was placed in their hall of shame, being given a purple triangle normal people would have, taken it on the chin and moved on. Alex is not a normal person, Alex would go on a ranting spree and would then start posting art of that fetish, which again, I'm not saying what it is, but 2 days later, guess who joined Kiwi Farms? The Purple Sacramentan. Purple would attempt to trick Kiwi Farms into believing he had info on Alex. However, it was a very obvious IP logger. Alex would then post 5 nonsensical IPs that go nowhere. He did, however, claim to hack an account named Cinebear03 Supporter. The catch? He made that account. He would also wish violence on the one named Birdie, who is definitely a character. He would often talk to someone named Embryo, and then we circle back to UTTP. Purple often posts about drinking a lot of alcohol and then a fit of self-pity about losing old friends. By her, he is referring to a disabled person known as Rosa Ray Ramsey, who has had her own drama in the past involving Lyle Convoy, Hopeless Peaches, and the now disbanded Senate. Purple was under the impression that he had to attack Leo Convoy for her, but from my understanding, that was partly why she abandoned him. And it wasn't just her he had an obsession with. He vowed to avenge another person named Cy Scribbles. Leo Convoy would summon Purple for a call, but Purple would chicken out and send a UTTP member instead. Purple would continue to make threats against Leo. Purple recently joined the UTT forums, as expected. Purple would more recently dox a person I have never heard of.